Welcome. This is your podcast, Ademarina Today, and I'm your host, Hope Oriri. On the series today, sea turtle conservationist Reynos Epiegberi will be sharing a very important information with us as local communities in Akasa in Bayelsa State endorse sea turtle conservation efforts. Stay with us.
Had there been any intervention, at least in the last 1 month? Just a chat around it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Since the inception of this advocacy,
yes,
to form a local legislation around sea turtle conservation,
yes,
the initiative itself was not new.
Yes.
Been in existence for over 20 years. But the agreement was more or less a gentleman kind of agreement. Before this idea came, there were no conventions like CMS, Convention on Migratory Species.
Yes.
There was nothing like that. So before the formation of that convention to support the migration, that advocacy has been on in Akasa especially for a very long time. But our renewed advocacy, you know that verbal agreements can be betrayed.
Of course.
Those that have the information does not pass it down to the younger ones.
Yes.
Automatically, you see that idea continue to dwindle.
Yes.
And he died. So when I came to the terms of conservation activities, I began to notice a lot of resistance.
From the local community?
From the local communities. And these things, the strategy was tied to some kind of incentive from the beginning. Like if somebody caught sea turtle, there have to be some kind of payments. Okay, how much can we pay?
And who was doing such payments to them?
And so the initiators of that program was the Community Development Organization. So they were implementing the Akasa Development Plan.
Okay.
So when they considered that aspect of conservation,
yes,
and the people saw it like business. And what the organization was doing to them was, okay, release this thing free and we'll give you project. So if you don't release this thing free, you will not get projects because that kind of community development interaction they had.
Yes.
So along the line, you see that discussion, while it was good at that time because things were good, now there are no funding again. And it's now difficult for the people now to do it like that free of charge.
Yes. So they were still looking forward to being paid.
Whether you pay them or you think of at least establishing something in their community.
Okay.
That was how they started. And now nothing was coming in. So when I came on board, I told them that, look, you can't monetize conservation.
Of course.
It's not possible. You can't monetize it. So this thing is not that we are doing it like that. It has government backing. The entire Nigeria is a signatory to international convention. And we have local laws that are backing it. So we will now implement some kind of harsh strategy.
Yeah.
So that people now understand that what they are doing is something that is against
the laws.
Government's record. Yes, the laws.
But how was the level of engagement with the people eventually? How well did you engage with the communities?
So, like I was saying before, so all those thoughts has to do with a lot of sensitization. You need to create the necessary awareness. And we've done that awareness creation for some time before. It is when you engage the people, they begin to tell you of their expectations. And we got to know that it will be difficult if we don't nip all of this thinking to the board.
Yes.
It will die. So that was how we started engaging chiefs.
Okay.
So, like, let them know that, look, this thing is not new and we need to put in some kind of legislation to ensure that something like that is regulated in Akasa.
Okay,
the benefits are enormous.
How easy was it to actually get the local chiefs into buying this idea and understanding the importance of conservation in the communities?
So first, I have worked in this place for close to 7 years.
Okay.
And they've seen that I'm passionate and I'm also proactive. I have on several occasions discussed with them about about bringing development to these areas.
Yes.
Directly or indirectly. I have attracted even some of them, some development, which are very visible. They have seen I am somebody who want to contribute to developmental activities.
Okay.
Not on personal basis, but it's something that I want to like, an inclusive process.
Okay. Do you think that the acceptance from the people is also primarily because you are from that community?
No, the acceptance is because it is something worth doing.
Okay.
If you've known something behind an idea, have that buy into people. So, like I said, you've had the sensitization. So if protecting this thing via writing, a legislation,
yes,
will escalate the good results,
yes,
then they were always willing to go in that direction. So I got almost immediate support.
Okay.
In fact, they even encouraged that it's something I can do almost immediately.
Okay.
I should do it, let them report it and see how they endorse it. So that was how we put it, that it was endorsed.
Okay. So can you just read for us a line or two what they actually wrote? Yes, of that endorsement. At least an important part that specifically mentioned something, so we can know. Okay, no problem. So if you don't have anything on hand, no problem. It's just important to know that they endorsed the advocacy for the protection of sea turtles in the communities around that Akasa Kingdom.
So what the document was saying is that the Akasa Clan Council of Chiefs have accepted the letter, the bylaw that was sent by the Safe Earth Foundation, and that by that letter they are requesting every community to comply with the legislation that has been signed.
Okay.
By the Akasa Council of Chiefs.
Okay.
That we're empowered to act. So where they have, each community have issues.
Yes.
That they should come to them for more clarification. So they are also part of creating the awareness where necessary.
Okay. So now, I think this has happened like almost a month now. And so from that time till now, had there been any intervention? Have you had cause to have the chiefs rally around to solve any problem or to discuss about any of such issues?
So since the signing of that endorsement, we've had even more serious commitment from communities.
Oh, that's good.
We can completely say that first what I got was a community donating a building for this course.
Wow, that's
beautiful. They want to establish a conservation center in their community, so they donated it. So currently, we are rehabilitating that structure.
Okay.
And then one of the community also, the king has volunteered to be the contact person.
Oh, that's good.
So whoever that brought in sea turtle, take that turtle to the king's compound. So he has already prepared the place. So whether the king is around or is away,
okay,
you put that area until they contact us, they will go and release it. We have had more serious bycatch releases than any other time period.
That's great. That's great. Okay, in all of this engagement, how would you describe contributions by women? What have their support been like? Or what have their own involvement been like?
So conservation, it is, does not segregate who is man or who is woman.
Okay.
So it's an inclusive participatory process.
Oh, that's good.
Society has made it look like some women, when men are talking, they feel they don't have anything to say, you know. But part of what we are doing is that it's not one person's decision. Everybody is part of the decision-making process.
Sure.
One of the community, the woman leader is in charge of providing information. So whenever the turtle is sighted,
yes,
she is the one doing all the contact.
Where
we have resistance, she's even the one mobilizing action groups to ensure that turtle is
released,
kept somewhere until they called me to go and release it.
Okay.
And within themselves, they said that they won't release turtle without my
approval.
Approval.
Oh, that's good.
Because there are some information I would want to get from that sea turtle.
Yes.
So they need to call me on phone. I'll quickly send them recharge card.
Yes.
So they call me and begin to explain the observations.
Wow.
So that is how we've been doing. Day before yesterday.
Yes.
I traveled. I was in Abuja.
Yes.
When they called that, they saw an entangled sea turtle. So we had so many times, even on video, while they were taking records of the turtles and all of that, they snapped. Although I've not gotten the picture at the moment.
Okay.
But to tell you of the participation that we are having.
Yes.
As a result of the legislation that we have. Even the stubborn people who we are saying, you must give me money.
Yes.
All those things.
They are now appreciating the fact that you are doing this for the good of all.
Yeah, even if they don't appreciate it, they are the brinks of accepting reality or getting arrested.
I think that is good. That is really good. I mean, you are recording milestones. You are recording milestones. This is really good. It's good news. It means the advocacy is gaining ground. And for the fact that the community local chiefs have done this endorsement, like you said, from that time till now, very many interventions have been done, particularly the fact that one of the kings or rulers in one of the communities has made available his own compound and made preparations to ensure that the turtles have a place to be kept safe until you come for their release. It's really good. It's encouraging.
And this is a high level of collaboration with communities. So you can now...
I personally love the fact that the community is collaborating, the community is participating actively. It just gives that push to the advocacy.
Yeah, that's the beauty of what you are doing. If you have a community acceptance,
yes.
You see, I can just be in my house without any form of disturbance. See somebody calling me. Ah,
yes.
Yeah, to look, come on.
Yes. That is.
Also, you are encouraged.
It's good. Well done.